Hi, I'm Heather Klutz-Young, Senior Editor of SDM Magazine. Today I have the opportunity to be here with Perry Atha, President and Founder of Atronic Alarms. In 2012, Atronic Alarms Incorporated, a provider of security, fire, and home automation systems located in Kansas, is celebrating its 30th year in business. I'm here to discuss some of the unique aspects of Atronic Alarms with Mr. Atha that have helped the company reach the notable milestone of 30 years in business. Mr. Atha, Atronic Alarms does not use a cookie-cutter approach with its clients. Instead, you've elected to employ equipment design consultants who actually meet with each client, usually at the client's home or business, to discuss security and or fire safety needs, and then actually customize each system to meet those requirements. Can you discuss how you decided on this format, and then also what it adds to the relationship with the customer?
Heather, I appreciate your time and the questions. You know, the cookie-cutter approach has been something that I've always been opposed to. I don't ever think there's been a one-size-fits-all in the industry. The larger, more complex system is something that we've always enjoyed. I like the challenge of solving problems for the customers and their concerns and being able to be creative with solving issues, you know, whether it's art that we're collecting or children that we're trying to maintain in the house, whatever the challenges might be. It allows us to reduce false alarms by having a more personalized system. You know, one of the factors that we looked at, and knowing that ADT would be a challenge to try and compete with on the low-end scale, and that's not an area that we're interested in, is we went into more of the automation systems, and we've been doing that for the past 12, 13 years. And we were kind of ahead of the game, and it allows us to provide benefits to our customers versus what can be kind of a negative on the security side. You know, the security is something that it's important and it's a big part of our business, but we find greater benefits, I guess, in providing lifestyle benefits for the customer, being able to control lights, thermostats, and do all that through now apps and through the computers, and it's been a nice ability to expand our business.
Absolutely. I also noticed that you utilize a quality assurance department. Can you also talk a little bit about the structure of this department, its benefits, and how it came about?
Yeah, the quality assurance department, as far as I know, we're the only company in Kansas City that have invested in this, and it's been, for us, a huge return, and that it is an employee that is designed to kind of be the liaison or the gap between the installation department and the customer. So the way it works is at the completion of the installation, the quality assurance person is on site reviewing what the paperwork is, meeting with the customer, go through the training, go through the paperwork, goes through, you know, whether it's forms for the permits and whatever the case might be. So it is just my I-dotter and T-crosser, so to speak, where they come in and make sure that we're exceeding our customers' expectations at the end of the day. And beyond that, we run a daily activity report. The daily activity report shows us alarms on all the accounts that we've got that happened the night before. And so we review that on a daily basis, and we pay particular attention, obviously, to the new customers that have just gone online, because we come out and at no cost retrain. And that's one of the reasons that we've got one of the lowest false alarm rates, and, you know, it helped us with the PDQ awards and things like that, is being proactive in that aspect to be ahead of the curve and proactive before the customers are having problems and frustrated.
Yeah, you just mentioned the PDQ award. I would say, you know, we just talked about how you use equipment design consultants and you have that quality assurance department, and there's that focus on personalizing the security experience, but you also definitely are meeting or exceeding and staying focused on those best practices for the industry. For those who are listening, the PDQ Award is the Police Dispatch Quality Award that's given out to a company that has the best active approach for reducing false alarms, which is obviously a very important focus for the industry. So staying kind of on that track of best practices, in May of 2010, Atronic Alarm was selected as one of the winners of the 2010 competition, The Best Companies to Work For in Kansas City. Can you talk a little bit about your company's core values and the focus that has led to 30 years of success and industry recognition, and then also having happy employees that are ready to work for you?
I look at primarily, and there's six core values that I try and follow, and they're pretty simple. Customer service, quality, teamwork, respect, integrity, and communication. When it comes to customer service, the first one, it's exceeding the customer's expectations, responding quickly, being efficient and effective, follow up and follow through. I mean, this basic common sense things. Quality, we really look at trying to maintain the best products, the best practices, the best service, and the best design. The teamwork, you know, we look at joint ownership in on projects. We have pre and post meetings on projects, on larger projects, to make sure that we get what we call buy-in from between the sales department and the installation department, to make sure that we agree on the hours going forward, that we're all on a team working forward together and achieving, working for the same common goals. You know, and it's having cooperation and solving problems together. Respect, you know, you have to treat others with dignity. You've got to be courteous to each other. You've got to treat others the way you want to be treated and find some common ground if there are differences. And there's always going to be differences. And integrity, obviously, being in the security industry, you've got to have the integrity and find the people that have those values and is just a common part with them. And communication is the key to a lot of things, and it's having timely response and choose a good method for communicating. You know, we use it's changed from beepers originally to Nextel to now, you know, everybody's got iPhones and passing communication back and forth and sending contracts and information that allows us to do the job better out in the field. So you have to be looking at the new technologies and ways to maintain that, and along with staying with the core values has been critical.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. Obviously, there are a lot of core values that you are strongly rooted on that give you that strong foundation, and you had just mentioned some of the communication changes and changes in the industry. There's definitely a lot of change going on in the alarm industry right now. Everything from IP, interactive services, those new alarm communications, the whole nine yards. Just to wrap up, could you kind of give us some insight as to how your company is approaching those changes and how you're setting yourself up to look forward for the next 30 years, for 30 more years of success?
Well, obviously, to have 30 more years of continued success, I've got a succession plan in place where I've got my son who's coming into the business. He's been with another company outside of the Kansas City area for 3 or 4 years before, and he's been with me now for 2 years. And so you have to, first of all, create solid people around you, and it's nice to have that part. And I've got just a wonderful team of management that allows us to continue to grow. But as far as the technology and the trends go, our focus in the next 3 to 5 years is going to be focusing more on the video side. We're doing monitored video. We're doing cameras with video analytics, more integration systems. With the downturn in the building business from 2008 on, you know, our core business plan has changed. We used to be much more heavily weighted on the residential side, and now it's just the reverse. We do a lot of residential, but the bulk of our business is coming from commercial side, and I look at it through managed access, through video analytics. Again, apps on phones are the hot item at this point, and we're finding that customers who are more interactive with their phones, controlling their system, controlling their video, controlling different things, you'll have a much lower attrition rate than you will with those that don't. So if they're using it and they're enjoying it, they're getting benefits from it, that's a huge benefit. You know, there's a concern looking down over the hill with the cable companies and the phone companies and the various larger entities that are trying to get into the security/automation business, but we've seen them come and go before, and I think they're going to make an impact, and hopefully it'll make some more awareness. But I think that our personalized service and custom approach is always going to be a winner.
Absolutely, no doubt about it. That's all a lot of great points. Just thank you so much for being with me today and taking the time to share a little bit more about Atronic Alarms, both, you know, what's helped build it into what it is today and also what's to come. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate your time, Heather, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Sounds good, and congratulations on a successful 30 years in business.